This is the Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Please call this morning if you are in your car right now and you are heading off to work. And I don't want to generalize. I do think that if you tend to start your day earlier, you might have a stinkier job.
Because it's probably more hands-on.
It's more hands-on.
It's a manual trade.
Yes. Do you agree, Fitz?
Yeah, I agree. My first ever job was at Colony Furniture, and so we had to take the nails out of the wood, but we had this huge sander next to us. So you would just basically, by the end of the day, be covered by timber that was just being these huge planks of timber that was going through the sander. It's actually quite a nice smell, though, Kate.
It is. Sawdust.
Yeah, I think as far as the smells go, you'd go sawdust over fish guts.
Well, do you know what? It might be, like, fish guts is a big one. Like, a fishmonger and somebody that's constantly got their hands in it, and it's hard to wash off. Like, you know when you go fishing, and I always then come home and I wash my hands with soap and toothpaste. Yeah, I add that in to try and get the stink of an old pilchard out of my hands.
Yeah.
But then, even if you're like a butcher.
Yes.
Like, it's not an offensive smell, but if you lived with it, like, someone gets home and they kind of always stink of that.
And their clothes stink of that. You can. You smell like meat. I mean, my husband, he was a chef, is a chef, and he would come home and he would smell like...
Is it garlic? No.
What is that?
I was like, going to say beer.
Is it meat? It's meat.
You know, food, like oil?
Right.
Or it was just food because he was in a hospitality.
Gotcha.
And you're right. He was washing the kitchen down at the end of the night, but still not. It was just gross.
What if you're coming home and you're a baker? So do you then come home and smell like a freshly cooked croissant? You know what I mean?
And then you become quite attractive. Imagine if you had a big breadstick coming home to you at 10 a.m. every morning.
Can we have a chat to Daniel in Mount Druitt? Daniel, what's your particularly stinky job?
Hey, guys. Mine is I pick up the fat and bone from the butchers, so the offcuts and all that gets put into a bin.
Yeah.
And then I the machine on the back lifts it into the back of the truck and... Yeah, it can be fairly smelly in summer.
What are you doing with it, Daniel? Do you sell it to mix with fertiliser or what is
it? No, it does get made into different products, but it goes out to Rouse Hill. But unfortunately, at the moment, they're trying to shut us down, the EPA, because of the houses being built so close to it. But
right.
Because of the smell.
Yes.
But you guys were there before the houses were, I suppose.
Yeah, been there for 85 years, but anyway.
Daniel, how does your wife go with it? Does she struggle washing the clothes?
The boots aren't allowed anywhere near the house. The clothes aren't too bad. Look, it's not always that bad. Summer it can be worse, but it's...
And what do you do? Yeah. What's your go-to product? To get
the smell out.
Well, my partner uses a lot of fabric softener and stuff. I think that helps.
Daniel, it's not about it. It's not as bad as someone that might pump one of those portaloos. You know, you got your on-site temporary stinker and someone has to come and drain it. Someone has to come and pump that thing.
Yeah.
I saw a young lady doing that the other day and BJ and I stopped the car and we wound down the window and said, good on you. It was unbelievable. She was pumping it out. We could smell it like a kilometre away, Kate. We're going, where's that coming from? She was pumping it out of Portaloos. We got there and we're like, that is an amazing effort. She gave us a thumbs up too. I'm used to it.
That's so nice, you showing your appreciation. Yeah.
Abattoirs are shocking as well.
Oh, yeah. My godfather worked in the abattoirs.
Really?
Yep.
Christian in Quakers Hill. Christian, what's the job, Christian?
So I work at a supermarket and we have to sniff bags of chicken to see if it's off or not.
Christian!
You big sniffer.
That is, and it's funny, isn't it? Because chicken, it turns this funny, there's a little green colour, like it yellows, doesn't it? And you can get that whiff.
That's usually cancer.
Christian, after all of these years, Christian, do you still have a bit of a dry reach here and there, or?
Oh, it's only been 6 months.
Okay, do you eat chicken in your own time?
I don't go near chicken in my own time.
Yeah,
Christian, I mean, how many chickens are you sniffing a day?
The worst was 40 bags of the like
40 bags of chicken.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Can I ask you? This is so. I didn't realize this phone would be so exciting.
30,
I love
24,
this
10,
stuff.
Get
keep
involved.
The calls coming if you have a stinky job.
Do we just go to what is the worst smell in the world?
What, no, we do not.
No, we don't.
I want to know, Christian, if you have a nose for off chicken or even chicken that's just turned, because that's very important. Is your nose switched on for other things like? Are you the go-to in the house for checking the milk, even though it's out of date?
Yeah, the yogurt.
No, it's usually just whoever works here. They're probably more experienced. It's really just if it smells really bad.
Yeah,
and it smells all right, then
it's on special.
On the other foot, though, how's the smell of a fresh chook, though? I would rather, I could sit there and sniff 40 bags of just roast chicken.
Oh, roast once it's cooked. Yeah. I thought you just meant a fresh one that's not off.
No, like I don't want that. But why am I the one in the house whenever something's under question? Lisa will go, can you just have a sip of this milk? Can you have some of this yogurt? And I go, why am I the guinea pig that has to test this and then vomit in the sink?
No, you have guts of steel.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, on the inside and the outside.
Oh, thank you.
Fitz and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.